This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It discusses peace, and it pushes out there this concept that they keep rejecting peace. So I'm going to play two clips back to back because it seemed like these talking points are put out there by the same individuals often. I'll have you address that.
You're the one
The Palestinians were offered a state in 1936 in the Peel Commission. They rejected it. They were offered a state in 1947, the UN partition plan. They rejected it. They were offered a state in 1967 after Israel conquered Judea and Samaria and the West Bank. They rejected it. They were offered a state in 2000, Yasser Arafat, Ehud Barak. They rejected it. They were offered a state with Ehud Olmert, 2008. They rejected it. Israel unilaterally withdrew from Gaza in 2005, and they did not create a state.
The claim is that the Arabs did not reject peace, and then in your own disquisition, you admitted that the Arabs rejected the Peel Commission plan, which was a separation between the Jews and the Arabs, which gave an extraordinary amount of land to the Arabs. The Arabs then rejected the peace partition plan proposed by the United Nations in 1947. They then proceeded to reject the Oslo Accords in 93. After that, they rejected the Y River Accords in 98. They rejected Ehud Barak's very generous offer in 2000.
I think they're kind of the same talking points of is this anything new that you've heard? Are you familiar with both of these figures here, Ben Shapiro and the another follower of Theodor Herzl?
I'm familiar with him. Impossible to disentangle all the nonsense that's being said there. So I'll limit myself to some very basic facts, which the record unimpeachably demonstrates. Since beginning in the early 1970s, long before Hamas even existed, the Palestinian leadership in the PLO, it was called the Palestine Liberation Organization, led by this fellow named Yasser Arafat, and the Palestinians were on record as supporting a two-state settlement based on the June 1967 border, what has come to be called the international consensus. Two states on the June 1967 border. And for the past 20 or so years, every year in the United Nations General Assembly, there is a resolution passed or a resolution put forth called Peaceful Settlement of the Palestine Question. And the terms of the settlement are very straightforward. Number one, that Israel has to withdraw from the territories it occupied in June 1967, namely the West Bank, including East Jerusalem and Gaza. Number two, the settlements Israel has built in the occupied Palestinian territories, now numbering about 700,000 or more Jewish settlers, are illegal under international law, and those settlements have to be dismantled. Number three, there has to be what's called a just resolution of the refugee question based on the right of return. And number four, the Palestinians should be able to exercise their right of self-determination in the territories from which Israel withdraws. Those are the terms of international law, and those are the terms embedded in that annual resolution, Peaceful Settlement of the Palestine Question. Every year, the whole world, except the United States, Israel, and some South Pacific atolls, islands, Tuvalu, Nauru, Tonga, aside from those Marshall Islands, aside from them, the whole world votes on one side. Israel and the United States vote on the other side. That's the record. The whole world has been wanting to try to resolve this problem on the basis of international law and the basic principles as applied of international law as applied to the Israel-Palestine conflict, and Israel and the U.S. have rejected it. There are so many silly, stupid comments by those folks because they don't know what they're talking about. They just get Israel talking points and they have no clue what they're talking about. So that to me is